It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Afternoon from Lee Arena in Topeka, Kansas. Our doubleheader this afternoon, Northwest Missouri State and Washburn University. I guess you could say it's the back end of the Bearcat Turnpike Tussle. They like to call the matchup between Emporia State and Washburn the Turnpike Tussle. Northwest at Emporia State on Wednesday night, now here in Topeka today. And, John, when you look at this women's matchup that'll come up first this afternoon, the Bearcat women really played well against Emporia. They had a couple of spots where they struggled, and those spots ended up ultimately costing them the ball game, but played some decent basketball.
Yeah, that they did. They got back in the ball game after a rough start, made it a 6-point game, I believe, in the second quarter, and then in the third quarter, came within eight on several occasions, but just couldn't get the next defensive stop to keep that momentum going, and then it ended up being a double-digit game. But again, Northwest, I think, played well at a place that's traditionally tough to go in and play at White Auditorium in Emporia. And this is here at Lee Arena in Topeka. It's also been a place that's been tough for a lot of people to play, but this Washburn women's team struggled here in the last month or so. So Northwest may be coming into Lee Arena at about the right time.
Northwest Missouri State and Washburn are doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network this afternoon. We'll be back with more from Lee Arena right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Comes from Nottoway Valley Bank with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of their eight locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealth.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Back in Lee Arena in Topeka, Kansas, getting ready for the Northwest Missouri State Washburn doubleheader here on the Bearcat Radio Network. This broadcast being underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company. Northwest alum and KC Beer Company founder Steve Holly has been brewing German-style beer since 2013. Their beer hall and beer garden are in the Waldo neighborhood in South KC. Kansas City Beer Company is also available in bars, restaurants, and retail stores throughout the region. Well, six other games around the MIAA, all but one of them taking place this afternoon. Pittsburgh, Kansas. Pitt State will host Southwest Baptist in a doubleheader. Lindenwood is at home to take on Lincoln University. Those will be the two opponents for the Bearcats coming up in the last week of the regular season, which is just a couple of weeks away. In Edmond, Oklahoma, Central Oklahoma hosting Fort Hays State this afternoon. Nebraska Kearney travels to Northeastern State, and then Central on the road in Joplin. They'll face Missouri Southern, and the lone night game in the MIAA takes place in Emporia, Kansas, where Missouri Western will take on Emporia State. A look around the MIAA is brought to you by Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services is available at mymosaiclifecare.org. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Buck Shields. We'll do it right after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat Pregame Show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Welcome back to the pregame show. Before today's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Washburn, joining us is Northwest women's coach Buck Shield. Buck, coming off a loss, but a game where, for a lot of the game, your team played well. What can you carry over from that game into today?
Well, I think the biggest thing for us is for our girls to understand that, you know, when the effort is there and everybody is on the same page and playing together, that we can compete with a lot of the teams in this conference. And, you know, especially coming in today against a pretty tough Washburn team on their senior day, you know, we're going to have a lot of effort and a lot of energy today.
What do you feel the team was doing well on Wednesday night against Emporia?
I felt on Wednesday, you know, aside from that first quarter, you know, we were playing pretty patient and, you know, really for the most part getting pretty good value out of the majority of our possessions. You know, we played with pretty good patience but still had some urgency. You know, you have to kind of have to walk that fine line when it comes to that part of the game. And so, you know, I think if we can just continue to play with urgency but play smart within those situations and throughout the game, that, you know, that'll definitely be a positive for us.
This Washburn team, it's been a strong women's program for several years. This year, record-wise, maybe not where we're used to seeing them, but you mentioned them being a strong team. What do they bring?
Well, they've got a real solid presence inside with their starting post player, just very, very physical, really finishes well around the basket, really good at getting position. And on top of that, her teammates do a really good job of getting her the ball in those situations. And then they've got a couple versatile guards that can shoot the ball a little bit, put it on the floor a little bit. Their point guard is a very, very aggressive driver, and so we're going to have to do a really good job today just taking away her penetration, trying to limit it as much as possible, but then she can also shoot the three, so we can't just sit off her as well. And then their starting forward is, you know, just a real good scorer. Got a quick trigger, good catch and shoot from three, mid-range, and things like that. So, you know, they've definitely got some tools, and they do a good job of really taking advantage of their strengths.
It seems like you've seen some of those strengths on various teams this year, maybe not all on the same team, but can you try to take away some of what you've seen in other situations?
Yeah, you know, we're gonna try to kind of double into the post a little bit, just to try to make their post player get rid of the ball in some of those situations and get some kickouts and maybe get it kicked out to somebody that isn't one of their better 3-point shooters, and sometimes early you just kind of got to gamble a little bit just to kind of see how the shots are falling, because for us, you know, some teams they'll go at us right away in the post, and we tend to get into foul trouble early, and so hopefully maybe that will deter from them really pounding it inside and going at us to try to get us in foul trouble. And outside of that, we just have to play with, more urgency, be really solid on the ball and be off the ball and just be a voice on both ends of the floor. Yesterday we had to have a little talk about just communicating on the floor, on offense, on defense, and being a voice. And when you're a voice and you're out there being a voice for yourself and a voice for your teammates, you tend to have a lot more fun and bring a lot more energy. And so we have to do that offensively, defensively, to just use that to our advantage and not just have everybody out there kind of doing their own thing in their own world.
That's Buck Shiel, head coach of the Northwest Women. We're back with the starting lineups after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop inside Bearcat Stadium opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com. Support also comes from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymark Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Twisted X, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information is available from Jeff Farlow at 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators in 2018. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Pregame Show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Back in Topeka, Kansas at Lee Arena, getting ready for the women's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Washburn. Of course, the men's teams will meet up a little bit later on this afternoon. As we look at the starting lineups for Northwest, Jalen Haggard, a 5'5" freshman guard out of St. Joseph, averaging 12.5 points and 1.5 rebounds a game, has 53 assists and 53 three-pointers made this year, had a big night against Emporia State, and has regained the team lead in that category. Mallory McConkey is a 5'9" freshman guard out of Guilford, Missouri, averaging 5 points and 3.5 rebounds a game. Mallory McAndrews at 5'7", she is a junior guard out of St. Joseph and Benton High School, averaging 7 points and 1 rebound a game. Tanya Meyer is a 5'10" senior forward from Sioux City, Iowa, leading the team in scoring, rebounding, and steals. She has 15.5 point average, averages 9 rebounds a game, and has 20 steals so far this year. Kehlani Maavas rounds out the starting lineup for Northwest, the 6-foot junior forward out of Garden Grove, California, averaging 6 points and 5 rebounds a game, making her 14th start for Coach Buck Shield today. For the Washburn Ichabods to come in with a 15-8 overall record, 7-7 in the MIAA, Coach Ron McHenry going with Axel Bernard, a 6'2" senior forward out of Belgium, the lone senior for this Washburn team that will be recognizing her today as part of Senior Day. This is the last home game for Washburn. They'll spend the last 2 weeks on the road. She does lead the team in rebounding, pulling down 8.5 a game. Also has 48 blocked shots so far this year. Regan Phelan is a 5'6" sophomore guard out of Holyrood, Kansas. She averages 15 points a game to lead Washburn. She also pulls down 4 boards a game. Taylor Blue is a 5'10" junior forward from Glendale, Arizona, averaging 8 points and 3.5 rebounds a game. Kara Donnelly, a 5'9" sophomore out of Salina, Kansas, averaging 4.5 points and 2 rebounds a game. And rounding out the starting lineup is Alexis McAfee, a 5'8" sophomore out of Sabetha, Kansas. We'll be back with more right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken and sides for lunch or dinner. And from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net. Also, from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and 4 locations in St. Joseph.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the J.L. Housing Company.
Back in Topeka, Kansas, they're introducing the starting lineups here at Lee Arena for the women's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Washburn. While we have a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
5'7", junior guard from St. Joseph, Missouri, number 12, Mallory McAndrews. 5'10", senior.
Well, we talked about how tough it is to play in Lee Arena. When you look at the series history between these two teams, which has been dominated no matter where they've played, really, by Washburn, Northwest Missouri State won the first two meetings between these two teams back in 1981 and 1985. Both of those games were at Washburn. Since then, Washburn has reeled off 31 straight home wins against the Northwest women. So right there shows you just how tough it is to come in here and get a win.
And I think when you, if you look at that type of stat with a lot of other teams, they have a similar type of records against Washburn here at Lee Arena. The Ichabods have played traditionally very well on their home floor. And during that time span, man, I think a lot of those games really haven't been close either. They played a few close ones, but this has been a team that just dominates at home. And that really hasn't been the case this season. So, again, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, I think Northwest might be coming in hitting the Ichabods at the right time here.
And when you look at this Washburn team, you heard Coach talking about it a few minutes ago about the inside game. And it always seems like they're building their team around a very strong inside game.
Yeah, that they have been. And again, that's been where they've dominated through the past few years. But you look at Northwestern the last month or so, they've gotten Tanya Meyer inside much more than perhaps she was earlier in the year, where she's been really a dominant player in the post. And if she can continue that type of play, she had a good game on Wednesday against Emporia State with a lot of those points coming inside. That'll be a very key to Northwest against this Ichabod squad. And also, Mayava has come along and played very well inside as well. So get good games out of those two, keep them out of foul trouble, go a long way to helping Northwest this afternoon.
Bearcats in their road black, trimmed in green, while Washburn will be in the home white, trimmed in blue. We're just about set here. Northwest waiting at midcourt. The starting five for Washburn in a little bit of a mini huddle before we get play started here. Axel Bernard will be jumping against Kehlani Mayava for Northwest Missouri State. Ball's in the air. We're set to go. Washburn will control. They're going to work from right to left as we look at it here in the first half. Over to the right side on the wing is McAfee. Now they go inside to Bernard. She'll kick it out top of the key, Phelan. Over to the left side on the wing to Donnelly. Donnelly brings it into the lane, drives, goes up with a layup, and it's good on the right side for Kara Donnelly. 2-0 lead for Washburn. Northwest with their first possession of the game. On to the left side, Kylie Coleman brings it out top for Haggard. Now to the right corner, McAndrews. Back to Haggard. Now over to Coleman on the left side. Northwest looking at a 2-3 zone defense to start this ball game from Washburn. Now it's skipped over to the left side, McAndrews. Coleman, ball tipped, and it's picked up by Haggard. Now to Coleman, inside, Mayava goes up with a shot blocked by, Bernard, and Washburn comes up with the basketball after it's loose, and a foul call against Northwest as well. Kehlani Mayava called for the first foul of the game. That's blocked by Bernard, her 49th on the season. And Maria Dentlinger checks in place of Mayava. Heard Coach talk about the importance of staying out of foul trouble, so when Mayava picks up her first, already heading toward the bench less than a minute in. A pass inside to Bernard is tipped out of bounds by Dentlinger. And Washburn will inbound it on the baseline left.
Dentlinger didn't waste any time making her presence felt coming out onto the floor.
Inbound coming from Donnelly. Into the left corner. Gets it for McAfee. She'll dribble up to the wing. Now looks inside. Bernard to the free throw line. Blue open. Takes the jumper. No good. But there for the rebound and follow is Kara Donnelly. She has the first 4 points scored in this game. And Northwest Missouri State back with the basketball. Left side, Coleman. Now on the wing, McAndrews. Left open. Takes the three. That one too strong. And the rebound for Reagan Phelan for Washburn. Donnelly will take it, get it to Phelan, and she'll bring it across midcourt. Now over to the right side on the wing for McAfee. Look down low for Bernard, well off the block. Now to the top of the key, Phelan drives, kicks it into the corner for Donnelly. Fakes a pass inside, brings it back out top of the key. McAfee over to the right side. Phelan on the drive, layup is good, and she draws a foul. So a three-point play opportunity coming up after a foul on Mallory McAndrews. First on McAndrews, second against Northwest, and Phelan to the line for one.
Washburn having some success driving the lane early on.
Free throw for Phelan is good. So that makes it a 7-0 lead for Washburn over Northwest, 8-16 to play in the first quarter. Haggard across midcourt, over to McAndrews, right side, now back to Haggard. Looked in the corner for Coleman, not there. To McAndrews, back over to Haggard. She'll put up a three from the left wing. That's too strong. On the rebound, Donnelly able to block out Dentlinger. Takes the board, brings the ball up the floor, works it right side, Phelan. Now she'll hand it off for Blue. 17-footer off the back of the rim. Tipped back out to Blue, who comes away with a rebound. And Washburn will keep the basketball. Blue on the left wing. Looks inside. Bernard got it to her. Went up for the shot. Dettlinger tried to block it, but instead picks up her first foul. So Axel Bernard will go to the free throw line. Surprisingly, the way she plays, she's only attempted 34 free throws this year.
You would think that being an inside player like that and getting a lot of shots in the pivot that she'd get fouled and get to the line a lot more.
She hits her first free throw here. She's now she's now 23 of 35 at the line after that make. And her second free throw is good. So she hits both, and Washburn has scored the first 9 points of the game. 7:42 to play in the first quarter. Haggard works it left side to McAndrews. Now back to Haggard. Over to the right, Dentlinger. Gets it back to Haggard. Now over to McAndrews, left side. They're well beyond the arc as they work the ball around. Coleman back to McAndrews. Haggard on the right, looking in, trying to get it to Dentlinger. Down to the baseline, a pass from Coleman to Tanya Meyer off of Meyer's fingertips and out of bounds. So the ball will go back to the Ichabods.
Northwest is having a little bit of a tough time adjusting to that 2-3 zone and trying to get the ball inside. Just very tough to do that. And then they're really about a foot outside where they would like to be on the perimeter with their shots.
Pass inside on the give and go to Bernard. She misses the layup, but another offensive rebound for the Ichabods as Kara Donnelly came out of there with it. Has it on the right side. Goes into Bernard on the block. Double team. Kick pass over to the left side and a three-pointer on the way for Reagan Phelan. She knocks it down, doubles her point total, her first three-pointer of the game, and it's a 12-0 lead for Washburn. 6:50 to play in the first quarter. McAndrews on the left side, over to Haggard, to the right, skips it to Meyer, left wing, a long three, and it's good for Tanya Meyer. So Meyer picks up the first points of the game for Northwest. That's a 12-3 lead for Washburn in the Ichabods with the basketball. 6.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Ball on the left side. Taylor Blue trying to lob it into a double team and get it to Axel Bernard. It's tipped out of bounds, and Washburn will inbound baseline right.
Yeah, it didn't linger fronting her, and then Hager came from the backside to make it a tough double team inside.
The inbound coming from Donnelly all the way out to McAfee, who will give it to Phelan. She'll set the offense. Over to the right side, Donnelly. Now into the corner for Blue. She dribbles up to the right wing. Fires the dribble. Over to the left side for Phelan. She'll back it out, reset, get a screen from Bernard, put up a three-pointer, top of the key, misses to the right, and Tanya Meyer with the rebound for Northwest. Alla to McAndrews. She'll bring it across midcourt, work it over to the right side. Another three attempt by Meyer. This one grazes the front of the rim, and Phelan comes out of there with it for Washburn. We go inside, 6 minutes to play as Phelan takes it all the way to the bucket and hits the layup. That's eight for Reagan Phelan, and it's a 14-3 Washburn lead. 5:45 to go in the first quarter. Top of the key, Haggard over to the right side for Coleman. Now back to Haggard, on to the left, McAndrews. Fakes a pass, goes back to Haggard, now to Coleman. Wide open, three on the way. That's off the back of the rim. And Bernard with the rebound for Washburn. Pass goes ahead to McAfee. She started a drive, now tries to back it out, gives it to Bernard on the perimeter. She'll give it up for Phelan and then set up to set a screen. Phelan instead will pass it left side, McAfee. Into the corner for Blue. Blue looked inside for Bernard, not there. Over to the right side, Phelan. Gets a screen from Bernard, goes on the drive. Layup right side is good for Reagan Phelan. 10 points in the first 5 minutes of the game for Reagan Phelan, and a timeout for Northwest. 5:07 to play in the first quarter, 16-3 to lead for Washburn. We're back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealth.com.
Back in Topeka, Kansas, Mallory McConkey checks back into the lineup for Northwest as the Bearcats have the basketball coming out of the timeout. 5 minutes to play in the first quarter. And they trail by 13. Haggard with it on the left wing. Brings it top of the key, McAndrews. Over to the right side, McConkey. Now to Haggard. On to the left for McAndrews. McConkey over to the right side. Haggard skips it to the left, McAndrews. Now to McConkey. Drive, bounce pass into Meyer. She dribbles off her foot. McConkey picks it up. Three on the shot clock. Over to Haggard. Haggard travels with the basketball. She faked a pass before the drive. And that will give it back to Washburn.
Ichabod's 2-3 zone, making it very tough on Northwest to get the ball inside right now. Five of the six shots that Northwest has attempted have all been three-pointers.
So Washburn with it as Phelan has it between the circles. Phelan already with 10 points in this ball game. Works it right side for McAfee. Now back to Phelan. On to the left wing. Donnelly faked the shot and went to dribble and got called for the travel. So that'll turn it back over to Northwest with 4:23 to play in the first quarter. 16-3 lead. Washburn scored the first 12 points of the game. The only points for Northwest, a three-pointer from the left wing by Tanya Meyer. Now Dentlinger with it near the left corner. Up to Haggard between the circles. Over to McAndrews. Now to McConkey in the corner, and she's called for a travel. They're going to call travels this night. Oh, we're going to be here for a while today.
And they're getting them on both sides right now.
Yep.
Like right now, too, another problem Northwest has had going up against a pretty big inside game, just rebounding. They've been out rebounded 7-2.
Kylie Coleman checks back in for Northwest, takes the place of Maria Dentlinger. So the Bearcats going with a little bit smaller lineup. Right now, Bernard not in the lineup for Washburn. Right side, a three for McAfee, and it's good. 39th three-pointer of the season for McAfee. She leads Washburn in that category, and it's a 19-3 lead for the Ichabods. Meyer out to the left side for McAndrews as the Cats moving the ball well on this possession around the perimeter against that zone defense. Now inside for Meyer. Meyer with a shot fake. Up with the shot draws a foul. She'll head to the free throw line and shoot two as Mackenzie Lowe will be called for the first Washburn foul.
And because they were moving the ball well on the perimeter that time, they were able to get a good look inside for Meyer, who was open and to a nice little pivot move, gets fouled going up with the shot.
So Meyer will step to the line. And the first free throw is good. She'll get a second opportunity at the free throw line. Looks like they called that foul on Michaela Vergo rather than Mackenzie Lowe. So Vergo has her first foul and the second free throw good for Tanya Meyer. So all 5 points for Northwest credited to Tanya Meyer. It's a 19-5 lead for Washburn. On the left side, Phelan skips it across to the right for McAfee. Now to the free throw line. Vargo out to Phelan, open for three. That one is off the right side of the rim, but rebound by McAfee. She'll dribble out to the perimeter with it and kick it to Phelan between the circles. Washburn's hit the offensive glass well in this first quarter. A jumper from the baseline left, no good for Vargo, but another offensive rebound for the Ichabods. Out between the circles, Donnelly works it onto the right side for McAfee. Now to the high post, Vargo tried to go down low with it, and Tanya Meyer jumps up, steals the pass, kicks it out to Haggard on the left side. Bearcats down 19-5. On the wing is McAndrews. Now to McConkey. Over to Coleman. On the wing, Haggard takes a three. That's off the back of the rim, off the backboard, and rebounded by Washburn. Vargo will work it ahead to the left side for Donnelly. Now between the circles, Phelan. Over to the right, McAfee. Swings back around to the left for Donnelly. Now to the high post, Vargo takes a couple of dribbles in the lane. Looks down low to Lowe, and she hits the shot off the glass. Lowe with her first point. Sent it to 21-5 lead for Northwest with 2:15 to play in the first quarter. Washburn's been in a 2-3 zone since the start of this game. They remain that way as Haggard has it right side. Skips it over to McAndrews. Now to Coleman. She takes a three. That one no good. Rebound for Meyer. Meyer will get it out to McAndrews. Now into the left corner for Coleman. Haggard over to the right side. McAndrews. Now to Coleman between the circles. Right side for McAndrews. Gets a screen from Meyer. Now gets it out to Meyer on the perimeter. Inside to Haggard cutting through. It's knocked away and Phelan comes up with a loose ball for Washburn. Nice pass ahead to McAfee who falling down hits the shot for Washburn. And Alexis McAfee has 5 points. It's 23-5 Washburn. 1:28 to go in the first quarter. McAndrews with it on the right side. Over to the left side for Haggard. Now to McAndrews. Back to McConkie. She starts a drive, kicks it out to Haggard in the left corner. To Coleman at the top of the key. One dribble. Now to McAndrews. Open for three. That's off the back of the rim. Long rebound. Knocked away from Coleman, but picked up by Haggard. Swings around to the right corner for McConkie. Inside to Meyer. Reverse layup by Meyer. Won't go. A couple of Washburn players fight for the rebound, and Michaela Vargo comes out of there with it for the Ichabods. Ahead to Reagan Phelan. Now to Donnelly. Donnelly works it on the right side. Between the circles for Phelan. Over to the left side. That's McAfee to Vargo. Now down low. Baseline left. Drives and call for the travel. That'll give it back to Northwest with 44 and a half seconds to play in the first quarter. Macy Williams and Mele Tupuwata into the lineup for Northwest. Three different substitutes for Coach Ron McHenry as well. Madison Vargo into the lineup along with Olivia Montague and Hunter Bentley. Williams runs the point, works it over to McAndrews on the left side. Now a drive by McConkie to the baseline. Cut off, she kicks it out to Coleman. Top of the key, McAndrews. Back over to the left, McConkie. Now to the corner for Coleman. Looking inside for Tupuwata. Instead gives it for McConkie. Williams over to the left. Coleman on the drive. The runner off the glass won't go. Tupuwata the offensive rebound. Top of the key, McAndrews. A three on the way. That's off the back of the rim. And a long rebound chased down by Michaela Vargo. For Washburn, 12 seconds to play in the first quarter. Ahead on the left side, Bentley. Now out between the circles, Madison Vargo. She gets it to Bernard. Over to Vargo on the right side. Drives with it. Puts the shot up at the top of the key. It doesn't go, and that's the end of the first quarter. 23-5, the lead for Washburn over Northwest Missouri State. We're back to Lee Arena in Topeka in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their 6 locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Back in Topeka, Kansas at Lee Arena, about to start the second quarter. The Northwest women trailing 23-5. Today's game underwritten by Bomley Auto, located at 5 Mile Corner, and Miller Financial and Insurance Center, located at 309 East Summit. Brothers Steve and Dan Miller. Northwest with the ball to start the second quarter. Coleman has it on the left side. Top of the key, McConkie. Now over to the right, Williams. Down to the baseline she goes. Kicks it into the left corner. Coleman, top of the key, Haggard. Over to the right for McConkie. Starts a drive, gets it out to Coleman. She'll drive with it. Tries to bounce pass into Meyer. Meyer triple teamed and a foul call against Washburn. This will go against Axel Bernard, and that'll be the first of the second quarter against Washburn.
Another tough start on the road for Northwest. See if they can overcome that here in the second quarter.
Inbound to Coleman. Touch pass to the corner. Williams drives with it. Goes up the shot. Bernard with her 50th block of the season. Knocks it away and gets the rebound. Madison Vargo now works it ahead to the left side for Hunter Bentley. Back to Vargo. She's between the circles. Vargo onto the left wing. Bentley back to Vargo. Over to the right side. Olivia Montague. Now it swings back around to the left. Michaela Vargo. Back top of the key for Madison Vargo. Works it over to the left side for Bentley. Back to Vargo. Over to the right side. A three from Montague. Off the front of the rim, no good. But another offensive rebound by Washburn. And Hunter Bentley with the bucket. Her first points, and it's 25-5 Washburn. Just over a minute into the second quarter. Over to the left side. Coleman with it for Northwest. Into Meyer. Back out to Coleman. Now to McConkie. Around to the right side. Williams. Coleman puts up a three from the left side. That's too strong. And Washburn with the rebound. Madison Vargo across midcourt with the dribble. Works it over to the right side for Montague. Now a skip pass across to the left. Nearly went out of bounds, but Bentley pulled it down. Starts a drive from the left side. Madison Vargo, top of the key three, is off left. Rebound fought for inside. Williams trying to get a hold of it and get it away from Michaela Vargo, but instead will be called for a foul. That'll be the first on Macy Williams. And an inbound coming for Washburn with that the first foul of the second quarter against the Bearcats. The inbound over to the left side. Now Madison Vargo with it between the circles. Gets it on to the left wing for Michaela Vargo. Down low, Bernard. Double team. Shot blocked away by Tanya Meyer, who saves it inbounds to Macy Williams. Williams across midcourt with the dribble. Doesn't have numbers. She'll back it out. 8:04 to play in the first half. Meyer, top of the key. Three. Good. Tanya Meyer with her second three of the game. She has all eight Bearcats points, and it's 25-8. Washburn with the lead in the basketball. Madison Vargo to the free throw line for Bernard. Now back to Vargo. She'll take a three. That one's off right. And McConkie there for the rebound for Northwest. Across midcourt comes Haggard. Works it left side for Coleman. Now skips across to the right side. Haggard into the corner. McConkie to Williams. Starts a drive. Out to Haggard. Now to Coleman. Baseline left. High post for Meyer. And as Meyer reaches up with the shot fake, she draws another foul. This one goes on Olivia Montague. That'll be her first. And into the lineup for Washburn comes Taylor Blue and Reagan Phelan. Kehlani Ma'ava will come back into the ballgame as Meyer will get a breather, and all eight Bearcat points will be over sitting on the bench.
Somebody's going to have to step up offensively now for Northwest.
An inbound will come on the baseline left from Haggard to Williams, right side. Takes the dribble, now to McConkie. Coleman, left side. Haggard tried to throw a pass inside, but it goes right to Taylor Blue. So Washburn the other way. Phelan, long pass down court to McAfee. She tried to kick it out to Blue, throws it away. It goes out of bounds, and Northwest will get it back.
Even going back to Wednesday's loss at Emporia State, they got a great performance out of Meyer and also Haggard offensively, but outside of those two, everyone else was struggling to get some points on Wednesday, and that's kind of continued here this afternoon.
McConkie in the right corner takes a three. It's no good. The rebound for Kara Donnelly for Washburn. Donnelly brings it all the way down the floor, now leaves it for Phelan. Kick out to the right side, McAfee. She dribbles with it on the wing. Goes between the circles with a pass to Phelan. Phelan gets a screen from Bernard. Kicks a pass over to Donnelly. Left wing three on the way, and it rattles down for Kara Donnelly. Just her 12th of the season. She has 7 points this afternoon, and it's 28-8. 6:37 to play in the first half. Ma'ava to Haggard. Into the corner, McConkie. And McConkie went with a head fake and is called for a travel. So that'll give it back to Washburn as Mallory McAndrews and Zoe Hayward check into the lineup for Northwest.
Cats is struggling offensively. 2 of 16 overall from the field and 2 of 12 from three-point range.
Washburn with the ball and the lead. Reagan Phelan walking it across midcourt. Now we'll get a one-handed pass ahead to Donnelly. She's between the circles with it. Onto the left side for Phelan. into the corner, blue. Skip over to the right wing. McAfee. Now to Phelan on the left wing. Phelan dribbles to the top of the key, goes over to McAfee. Baseline left or baseline right, blue takes the 10-footer. It's no good. But another offensive rebound, this time Kara Donnelly. So Washburn with a fresh shot clock resets the offense. Donnelly on the left wing, goes on the drive, bumped, and Kehlani Mahaba will be called for her second foul. Got called for her first foul less than a minute into the game and went right to the bench, and it looks like that's going to happen again here as Tanya Meyer gets set to check in. She'll come in after the first of the two free throw attempts coming up for Kara Donnelly.
Right back to Coach Chill was talking about in the pregame interview, important for Northwest to stay out of trouble with their inside players, and unfortunately for Mayava, picking up two quick fouls in her brief playing time today.
First of two free throws for Donnelly is off the front of the rim. And Meyer into the lineup, taking the place of Mayava. 5:58 to play in the first half, 28-8 the lead for Washburn. Second free throw for Donnelly, good. So she hit one of the two, 8 points for Donnelly. 29-8 the lead for Washburn. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Hayward over to the left side, on the wing, McAndrews. Now to Coleman. Right side, Haggard to Hayward. High post, it goes to Meyer. Now quickly down to the baseline, Coleman, who tried to throw a pass that goes off of Bernard and out of bounds. So Northwest will inbound baseline left. Comes out, top of the key, McAndrews. Bounce pass into Meyer. Turnaround jumper, in and out, no good. And Taylor Blue, the rebound for Washburn. Outlet to Phelan. Drives, kicks it out, right side. McAfee takes the three, and it goes. Second three-pointer of the game for McAfee, her 40th of the season, with 5:21 to play in the first half. It's 32-8. McAndrews between the circles, Coleman over to the right side for Haggard. Now to Hayward. McAndrews inside to Meyer, double-teamed, and she'll be called for 3 seconds in the lane. So that will give it back to Washburn. 5:09 to go in the first half, 32-8 the lead for Washburn. They scored the first 12 points of the game, and all 8 Bearcat points have been scored by Tanya Meyer. Between the circles, Phelan over to the left side on the wing for Donnelly. High post, McAfee. Phelan now over to the right for Blue. Back to McAfee. Underneath to Bernard, and Bernard hits the layup. Seeing some good ball movement out of Washburn, and they're getting open looks out of that. 4 points now for Bernard, 34-8 the lead for Washburn. High post, Meyer puts up a 16-footer. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound bumped around, and Bernard comes up with it for Washburn. Hands it to Phelan. She lobs a pass down to Blue, and Blue steps on the baseline, and that'll bring us to a timeout. 34-8, Washburn's lead over Northwest. 4:29 to play in the first half. Back in 90 seconds, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or MillerFinancialInsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMillRealEstate.net.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
back in Lee Arena in Topeka, Kansas. Northwest Missouri State and Washburn. Washburn with a 34-8 lead in the women's game. As we pause 10 seconds for station identification, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Zoe Hayward with the jumper at the free throw line. Knocks it down. And Zoe, the first non-Tanya Meyer points today for Northwest. It's a 34-10 game. Washburn with the lead in the basketball. Bernard skips it over to the right side on the wing. Donnelly now top of the key. Phelan to the left. McAfee takes a three. Got it. Third three-pointer of the game for Alexis McAfee. She has 11 points total, and it's 37-10 with 3:50 to play in the first half. Hayward to the top of the key for Coleman. Over to the right side, Hayward. Now to McAndrew. She takes the three. That rattles out. Bearcats just struggling. They're getting open looks. They're just not falling down today. Over to the right side for Phelan. She dribbles into the paint. Now gives it for McAdeefee on a backdoor cut, and she hits the layup on the left side. Now 13 for Alexis McAfee.
Boy, they're just making it look easy offensively.
39-10, their lead over Northwest. 3:19 to play in the first half. In the right corner, Mallory McAndrews with a bounce pass into Meyer, who's fouled from behind by Taylor Blue. That'll be the first on Blue, 13 foul against Washburn. Washburn women's teams just a few years ago changed over to being called the Ichabods. For the longest time, they were the Lady Blues, but now going by the same moniker as the men's teams. The inbound pass is tipped and taken away. McAfee goes ahead to Donnelly, who stops, waits for two defenders to go by, and then hits the layup. That's 10 for Donnelly. They have three players in double-digit scoring already with 3 minutes to play in the first half. 41-10, the lead for Washburn. Haggard on the right side. Gets it to Coleman. Over to the left side for Hayward. Fakes a pass, couple of dribbles. Now to Haggard. On to the right for Coleman. Drives the lane. Shot blocked away by Blue. Picked up by Donnelly. She'll go ahead to McAfee. McAfee picks up the dribble. Goes top of the key. Now over to the left for Blue. Phelan, left open. Takes the three. Nothing but net for Reagan Phelan. Second three of the game for Phelan. And it's a 44-10 lead for Washburn. 2:17 to play in the first half. A three-pointer from the left wing for McAndrews rattles out. Washburn out of there with the rebound. Ahead to Donnelly. Phelan over to the left side for McAfee. McAfee between the circles for Phelan. On to the right side, Donnelly. Now to the free throw line, Blue. Underneath Bernard, she goes up with the shot. Hits the shot and draws the foul. So a three-point play opportunity coming up for Bernard. Zoe Hayward called for her first.
On today, Northwest struggling offensively, just 3 of 22 overall. Also struggling on the boards, getting out rebounded 23-8.
Macy Williams checks in for Northwest. Takes the place of Zoe Hayward. Mallory McConkie comes in as Haggard goes to the sideline as well. And Axel Bernard to the line for one. She has 6 points so far. And she hits the free throw. So she's 3 of 3 at the line. She'll head to the sideline as Mackenzie Lowe takes her spot on the floor. Madison Vargo has also checked into the ball game along with Hunter Bentley. And Northwest with the basketball. McConkie at the top of the key, works over to the right side. Now to Williams on the wing, top of the key for Coleman. She drives with it, tries to go up with the layup, and she is fouled by Olivia Montague. That'll be the second on Montague, fourth team foul. No, they gave the foul to Vargo, so that'll be the first on Vargo. And still one foul on Montague, and now Kylie Coleman to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest. And our first one, no good. Second free throw coming for Coleman. 1:39 to play in the first half. And that second free throw is good. So Coleman got one of the two. That's her first point of the ball game. And it's 47-11. 1:35 to play in the first half. Madison Vargo over to the right side for Bentley. Now around to Montague. Down low, they get a pass for Lowe, and she hits the shot. Mackenzie Lowe with 4 points. And it's a 49-11 lead. Top of the key with it is McConkie. Now to McAndrews. Into the right corner for Williams. Williams goes on the drive, spins in the lane, tries to go up with a shot and draws a foul. So Macy Williams will go to the free throw line. They call Madison Bargo with her second foul. And Williams to the line where she is 11 of 14 this season. The first of two is good.
Ichabod's really have struggled the last month. I mentioned a little bit earlier, but they've only won three out of their last seven games and lost to some big ones here at Lee Arena, but they've come out fired up for this afternoon.
Williams misses the second free throw, so it'll be a 49-12 game with a minute to play in the first half. Washburn with the lead in the basketball. On the left side, Bentley drives, is double-teamed, kicks it out to Madison Bargo. Top of the key for Montague. Over to the right side, Michaela Bargo. Now back to Madison and then to Michaela as they play catch. Madison will work it to Bentley. Over to the right, Montague. Her pass inside, tipped around, and McAndrews gets the steal. Ahead it goes to Coleman. Coleman in transition, tried to go to Dentlinger, who bobbled the ball, but it's picked up by Coleman. Half a minute to play in the first half. McConkie on the drive. Now tries to get a pass to McAndrews. It goes off the leg of Hunter Bentley and out of bounds. So Northwest will inbound with 25 and a half seconds to play in the first half. They have 17 seconds to work with on the shot clock. Williams with the inbound to Dentlinger right side. She'll hand it for Williams and set a screen. Macy Williams takes a three. Got it. Macy Williams hits the three from the right side. She has 4 points. And it's 49-15. Washburn with the lead in the ball. 10 seconds to play in the first half. Montague on the left side goes inside for Bentley. Now over to the right. Bargo with the drive, and the shot is good. Michaela Bargo with her first points. And as time runs out on this first half, it's a 51-15 lead for Washburn over the Northwest Missouri State women. Take a timeout. Be back with more from Lee Arena here in Topeka. After this one-minute timeout, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
We're back in Lee Arena in Topeka, Kansas, as we're at the half. 51-15, the lead for Washburn over Northwest Missouri State. And, John, as far as the offense goes, Cats didn't hit a lot of shots. They got some looks, but shots just were not falling for Northwest.
Just hit four in the entire half, 4-23 overall, three of those from a three-point range where they were 3-15. And one of the problems when the shots aren't going down as well is the fact they're not getting a lot of rebounds. Out-rebound of 24-8. In the first half, they had four offensive and four defensive boards, and that's just not cutting it in a game which the Ichabod women have come out and played well, running their offense and getting some good looks inside, and just everything's going right for the Ichabods and everything going wrong for the Bearcats right now.
At the half, 51-15, the lead for Washburn over the Northwest Missouri State women. When we come back, we'll look ahead to the men's game taking place a little later on this afternoon. We'll do it right after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MarylandSmiles.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Baumley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Baumley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BaumleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
Back at Lee Arena in Topeka, Kansas, at the half of the women's matchup, 51-50, the lead for Washburn over Northwest Missouri State. The two men's teams will be meeting up a little bit later on this afternoon, and Northwest men's associate head coach Austin Meyer joining us. Austin, a quick look back to Wednesday in that game at Emporia. A win is a win. You got to win the ugly ones, too, and that was kind of Wednesday night.
Yeah, it definitely was. You know, and they did a really good job, give them credit defensively, coming out and denying a lot of things and not making it easy for us to get into our offense. And, you know, we kind of talked about it afterwards. You know, just because you can't run your offense at times doesn't mean you can't score. So when things break down or we can't get into it, you know, still just having confidence in making plays and taking care of it, not turning it over against pressure. But, you know, we thought going back and watching it, we got really good shots. You know, and sometimes you get in a game where things, you're not making shots and you kind of, it feels like things aren't going well. We got to change something. And when really, maybe you just keep doing what you're doing, and eventually those shots are going to fall. But, you know, I think we were, 5 of 21 from three. And yeah. Watching back, most of them were pretty good and open shots. So hopefully we'll knock them down today.
Got a solid game out of Joey Wittes. I thought that was important for him at this time of the season.
Yeah, and you know, even going into the year, we knew, you know, he's a guy that can score in different ways. You know, we can post him up on a switch. He can obviously shoot the three. He can pick and pop, catch and shoot, and really trying to get him more off the dribble, whether it be attacking a closeout. You know, teams are running at him pretty hard for his three-point shot. Well, you know, instead of taking a contested one, attack that closeout, get to the paint, maybe go finish or draw and kick again. And maybe even see him come off some ball screens today a little bit more, but just kind of get him more into a playmaking spot because he's really good at it.
When you look at today's game against Washburn, we're coming just about to enter the last couple of weeks of the regular season, and you know, aside from games in the last week of the season and stuff like that, this is about as big as they get.
Yeah, it is, and that's what we said today in shoot around. You know, we went over, you know, three big keys for us. It's going to be defensive transition, defensive rebounding, and then, you know, just getting great shots on our end and then being active defensively. And obviously, those are probably the same keys every game, right? Defensive transition, rebounding, get good shots. But with this team, they play really fast. They get out in transition. They want to score early into possession. Traditionally, they've always been a good offensive rebounding team. But, you know, as we said to the team, you know, it's a championship game. It's what it is right now at this moment. And, you know, we've been in these situations, and they really have it. Now, obviously, they're a really good team. Coach Ballard's done a tremendous job right away. This place is going to be packed. You know, it's probably going to be the best atmosphere here at Washburn we've seen in years. And they're really good. But hopefully we can play at that high level that we tend to do during big games.
Obviously, you had that matchup with them at Municipal before Thanksgiving there. Can you take much away from that game since it was so early in the season?
You know, we take a little bit, you know, kind of how they defended some things, but they're similar. They're going to do the same thing. I think the thing about us two teams, and we've talked about before, in my opinion, with good teams is there's, you know, you kind of know what you're going to get with the team. They just do it really well. And with them, you know, they're going to run in transition. They're pretty good at it. You know, they're going to offensive rebound. They're pretty good at it. So it just kind of do what they do, and you know, we thought that they hit some tough shots down in Kansas City, and we know that at home you're probably going to make even tougher ones, but you limit those easy ones, those tough ones don't get you as bad.
All right, Austin, get one today.
All right, thanks, Matt.
That's Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State men's associate head coach. They'll match up with Washburn a little bit later on this afternoon. Today's game being underwritten by Walker Body Shop and Towing, providing collision repair and 24-hour towing. Northwest Cell, carrying a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids, and Tri-State Ford Lincoln, Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep. At the half of the women's matchup, 51-15, the lead for Washburn over Northwest Missouri State. We'll be back to take a look at some stats from the first half right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at NVB.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claim assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699. Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealth.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
Yeah. The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
We're back in Topeka, Kansas at Lee Arena at the half, 51-15. Washburn's lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. So we look at some of the numbers from the first half. Northwest led by Tanya Meyer. She had 8 points. She scored the first 8 points of the game for Northwest. The game started out with 12 points from Washburn. They opened a 12-0 lead before the Cats got on the board. 4 points for Macy Williams, including hitting the only three-point attempt she took in the first half. A couple of points for Zoe Hayward, and Kylie Coleman was one of two at the free throw line for her 1 point. On the other side for Washburn, three players in double-digit scoring, 13 points apiece for Reagan Phelan and Alexis McAfee. 10 points and six rebounds for Kara Donnelly. Donnelly hit every shot from the field she took. She was 4 of 4, including 1 of 1 shooting from three-point range. 7 points out of Axel Bernard inside. She was 3 of 3 at the free throw line. Also 4 points for Mackenzie Lowe and a couple of points apiece for Michaela Vargo and Hunter Bentley, rounding out the scoring for the Washburn Ichabods. Points off of turnovers. Washburn had 13 of them in the first half. Northwest with 5, and then Washburn dominating in the paint with 28 points in the paint. Northwest with just 2 points in the paint in the first half. Bearcats were 4 of 23 from the field, 3 of 15 from three-point range, and 4 of 6 at the free throw line. For Washburn, 20 of 32 from the field, 6 of 11 from three-point range, and 5 of 6 at the free throw line. Washburn also out-rebounding Northwest 24-8. And the second chance points, 10 of them for Washburn. Northwest without a point off of an offensive rebound, although half of their 8 rebounds were offensive boards. So again, our halftime score, 51-15. Washburn with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. We'll be back with more from Lee Arena in Topeka, Kansas, right after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at RapidEliteMaryville.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day, the credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about design and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at PizzaRanch.com.
Okay. Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Back in Topeka, Kansas at Lee Arena. Just a couple of minutes away from the start of the second half of the women's game. 51-15, the lead for Washburn over Northwest Missouri State. A reminder, today's game underwritten by Pitzenberger's Auto Body, taking the dents out of accidents, and Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville. A little bit of a change in starters for the second half for Coach Buck Scheel over the start of the ball game. Kehlani Ma'ava started the ball game, but she will not start the second half. It will be Kylie Coleman who will start in her place, along with Mallory McConkie, Mallory McAndrews, Tanya Meyer, and Jalen Haggard at the beginning of this second half. So Coach trying to change things up a little bit. Next week, the final regular season home game scheduled at Bearcat Arena. Pittsburgh State and Missouri Southern next Thursday and Saturday in that order. And they'll have Pink Out Night on Thursday night. And then, of course, Senior Day on Saturday against Missouri Southern. So last two opportunities to see Northwest is home at home as far as the regular season schedule goes. And then the Cats will close out the year on the road at Lindenwood and at Lincoln University in the final week of the regular season. Washburn out on the court, ready to start the second half. Northwest getting some last-minute words from Coach Buck Scheel before they head out. It will be Washburn basketball to start the third quarter. Phelan will take the inbound and get it started for Washburn. Work it over to the right side to McAfee. Now to Phelan. Swings around to the left, Donnelly. Skip across to the right side for Taylor Blue. Now to Phelan, top of the key, onto the left, Donnelly. Bounce pass to Bernard on the baseline. Out right side, McAfee. Top of the key, Phelan drives, kick back out to McAfee. She drives, kick out over to the left side for Donnelly. She'll drive as well. This time she takes the shot. It bounces around and falls. So Donnelly with 12 points, and it's 53-15. Washburn with the lead. Northwest with their first possession of this second half. McAndrews on the left side to Tanya Meyer. Now over to the right side for Haggard. And Coleman on the baseline with the 10-footer. She'll knock it down. First field goal of the game for Kylie Coleman. She has 3 points, and it's a 53-17 lead for Washburn. Ziyakabad's bring it across midcourt. Work it right side for Donnelly. Now to Phelan. Over to the left side, McAfee. Inside, Donnelly tried the touch pass down to Bernard, who had cut to the basket, so the ball sails out of bounds, and Northwest will get it off the turnover. About a minute into the third quarter, Northwest with the ball. Haggard goes to the left side for McAndrews. Tried to go high post to McConkie, but it's taken away by Phelan. A two-on-one for Washburn. Over to the left, McAfee. Layup is good. McAfee with 15 points, and it's a 55-17 game. Washburn with the lead, Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Coleman on the right side to Haggard. Over to the left side, McAndrews. Back to Haggard between the circles. On to the right side for Coleman. Now to Haggard. Haggard goes on the drive, a runner off the glass. Good for Jalen Haggard. Haggard with her first points of the ball game, 55-19. Washburn with the lead in the ball. Donnelly with it on the right side, skips it across to the left for McAfee. Now to the baseline, Bernard. Over to the right, Donnelly, top of the key, Phelan, left side, McAfee. Back to Bernard. Bernard will go to the top of the key this time. Phelan starts a drive, spin move, kick out pass to McAfee. Down to Bernard, baseline left. She'll get it out, left side, a three from Phelan is good. From about 4 feet behind the arc. And Phelan hits her third three of the ball game. 16 points for her, 58-19, the lead for Washburn. McAndrews to Haggard. Over to the right side, Coleman. Coleman with a dribble. Tries to get it to Haggard. It's tipped. Haggard will chase it down. Now between the circles, McAndrews. Works it over to the right side for Haggard. Inside to Meyer. Meyer through the lane. Kicks it out to Coleman. A three on the way. That's off the front of the rim. Rebound for McAfee for Washburn. She'll push it in transition to Phelan. Now Blue cutting to the basket. The layup, though, no good. And Tanya Meyer there for the rebound for Northwest. Outlet will go to Haggard, and she'll bring it across midcourt. Over to the left for Coleman. Drives to the baseline. Double team, trying to get it into McConkie, and Phelan gets another steal. She'll bring it across midcourt right side. Take it all the way to the bucket. Missed the shot, but draws the foul. She'll head to the free throw line and shoot two. Mallory McConkie will be called for her first. And first team foul, but two free throws coming for Reagan Phelan for Washburn. She's hit the only free throw attempt she's had so far in the game, and now the only two as the first one goes. Into the lineup for Washburn comes Mackenzie Lowe. Zoe Hayward checks in for Northwest along with Macy Williams. Haggard and McConkie to the sideline for Coach Buck Scheel. Second free throw for Phelan is good as well. She has 18 points, and it's a 60-19 lead for Washburn over Northwest. On the right side, McAndrews to Williams between the circles. Over to McAndrews. Back to Williams. Looked left for Coleman. Not there, so she'll go back to McAndrews. Bounce pass inside to Meyer. Meyer, double team, kicks it out. Coleman, she'll take a three from the left. Nothing but net for Kylie Coleman. First three of the game for Coleman. She has 6 points, and it's a 60-22 game. Washburn with the lead in the ball. 6:40 to play in the third quarter. Over on the left side is Donnelly. Skips it across to the right side for Blue. Takes the three. Rattles out. Tanya Meyer with a one-handed rebound. Alexis McAfee had a hold of her left arm, and Tanya reached out with the right arm and reeled in the basketball while getting the foul call against McAfee. It's the first on McAfee and Washburn in this third quarter. And Maria Dettlinger comes into the lineup for Coleman.
Northwest in this second half, running the offense a little bit better and getting a little bit better ball movement, and it's resulted in some better looks at the bucket.
Hayward with it on the left side. Now to Williams between the circles. Over to the right side, McAndrews. Now to Williams. She dribbles over to the left, gives it up for Hayward. Now back to Williams. Now to Hayward in the corner. She'll take a three. That one's off left. The rebound for Phelan for Washburn. Works it quickly ahead to McAfee over to the left side. Lowe, she hits the layup in transition. 6 points for Mackenzie Lowe, and it's a 62-22 game. Washburn with the lead. 6 minutes to play in the third quarter. Williams with it at the top of the key into Meyer. Meyer out to the left side for Hayward. Now to the high post, Dentlinger. Over to the right, Williams. McAndrews, bounce pass inside to Meyer. Up with the shot, hits the side of the backboard, and then a foul on the floor. With the rebound being chased after, and it looks like they're going to call this on Tanya Meyer. Nope, take that back. They're calling it on McAfee, so it'll be a second on McAfee. Second team foul for Washburn. Michaela Vargo checks into the ball game along with Hunter Bentley for Washburn. Inbound over to the left side for Tanya Meyer. Now between the circles, Hayward. Over to the right side, McAndrews. Into the corner, Williams. She'll drive along the baseline, try to get a pass to Meyer, who bobbles the ball but picks it up. Now goes up with the shot inside, hits it, and draws a foul. So a three-point play opportunity coming up for Tanya Meyer. Foul is on Michaela Vargo. That'll be her second.
I like the intensity that Tanya's had here in the second half. You talked a little bit ago about pulling down a one-handed rebound, then coming down on the offensive end here. Just wasn't going to be denied this trip down.
Free throw by Meyer is good, so she's perfect at the line today. 3 of 3. She has 11 points this afternoon. And it's a 62-25 game. Washburn with the lead in the ball. 5:25 to play in the third quarter. Over to the left side on the wing is Bentley. Top of the key, Phelan. Looks to go down low to low. She puts up the shot. No good. And a rebound for Maria Dentlinger for Northwest. Outlet to Macy Williams. She'll work it on the right side of the floor. Now skipping across to the left for McAndrews. Back over to Williams. Dribbles to the top of the key. Gets it out to McAndrews. She takes one dribble to Williams. Left corner. Three on the way. That's off the front of the rim. And the rebound out of bounds underneath. And it will belong to Northwest. Off of Alexis McAfee. Brings us to a timeout. 62-25. Washburn's lead. 4:57 to play in the third quarter. Back in 2 minutes, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com. The forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
With the basketball following the timeout, 4:41 to play in the third quarter. A reach-in foul is called against McKenzie Lowe. That'll be the first on Lowe. Fourth team foul, and then a three-pointer from the right corner by Kylie Coleman, who hits her second three of the game, 62-28. Washburn with the lead in the ball. 4.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Phelan between the circles. Works it over to the left side for McAfee. Now back to Phelan. One dribble. On to the right wing for Michaela Vargo. Now to Phelan. Over to the left, Bentley. Looks inside. Gets it there. A kick out pass by Lowe is taken away by Northwest. Zoe Hayward with it. She dribbles to the left wing. Now to the top of the key for Williams. On to Hayward left side. Back to Williams. Williams will work it to Coleman on the right. Now to Williams. To the high post for Dentlinger. Dentlinger is going to be fouled as she went after the basketball. They call this on McKenzie Lowe. That'll be the second on Lowe, and it's the 15th foul against Washburn in the third quarter with 4 minutes to play in the quarter. So Maria Dentlinger will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest. And the first free throw is good. 62-29, the lead for Washburn. And the second free throw is good as well for Maria Dentlinger. She has her first 2 points of the game. We go under 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. Washburn with the basketball. On the right side is Bentley. Swings around to the left for McAfee. Now inside to Bentley, who gets it back to McAfee. Top of the key, Phelan. Over to the right side on the wing for Vargo. Now to Bentley. High post. McAfee drives and hits the shot off the glass. That's 17 for McAfee. 64-30 the lead for Washburn. Northwest pushes it up the floor. Williams on the right side. Over to Hayward on the left, fakes a pass, dribbles to the top of the key, now down the lane, goes up with a shot, blocked away by Lowe, and rebounded by Washburn as it works ahead to Phelan. Phelan will take it all the way to the hole, draw the foul on Macy Williams. Both of them actually grabbed their wrists.
They both landed awkwardly right underneath the basket, and they're using their hands to try to brace their fall, and I think both kind of maybe jammed the wrist just a little bit on the trip down.
Phelan with two free throw attempts. The first one is good. Taylor Blue back into the lineup for Washburn. Kehlani Maiava back in for Northwest along with Mallory McAndrews. And another free throw coming for Reagan Phelan, who has 19 points today. And the second one will make it 20 points on the day for Phelan. As she'll head to the sideline, Kara Donnelly replaces her. 66-30, the lead for Washburn. 3:18 to play in the third quarter. Across midcourt, Jalen Haggard works it over to the right side for Coleman. Now back to Haggard. Over to Coleman on the right side. Inside to Maiava. Maiava will go up with an underhanded layup. It's no good. And the rebound for Mackenzie Lowe. Lowe ahead to Blue. Now into the corner. Bargo, couple of dribbles. We'll skip it across to Bentley. A right wing three on the way. Rattles out. The rebound for Blue. The follow won't go. Rebound on the other side for Bargo. Now it comes back out to Bentley. Donnelly between the circles. Over to the right side. Now around to the left it goes to Bargo. To the high post for Blue. On to the right, Bentley takes the three. That's no good. And the rebound for Kehlani Maiava for Northwest. Bearcats down 66-30 with 2:28 to play in the third quarter. Between the circles is Coleman. Works it over to the right corner, McAndrews. She'll bring it up to the wing. Now to Haggard. Over to the left for Coleman. Coleman to the top of the key, McAndrews. Now high post for Maiava. Takes a dribble, goes up with the shot. It's off the back of the rim. Got her own rebound as she tried to go with the follow. She draws the foul. So Kehlani Maiava will go back to the free throw line to shoot two. Hunter Bentley called for her first. So Maiava will step to the free throw line looking for her first points of the day. 2:07 to play in the third quarter. First free throw is off the front of the rim. Mallory McConkey will take the place of Maria Dentlinger in the Bearcat lineup with 2:07 to play in the third quarter. And a second free throw coming for Kehlani Maiava. And that one is good. So she hit one of the two. Her first point of the ball game, 66-31, the lead for Washburn. Across midcourt, Donnelly works it to the right side for Bentley. Back to Donnelly. Now she'll go to the left side with it to Vargo. Down low for Lowe. Kick out to Donnelly. Drives on the baseline right. Bentley with a shot fake and a drive. Shot blocked away by McConkey. And she pulls down the rebound as well. Outlet will go to Haggard. Cross midcourt with it to the right side. Coleman back to Haggard. Down to McConkey. Left side, McAndrews. Open. The three on the way. And it's good for Mallory McAndrews. First points of the day for McAndrews. Minute and a half to play in the third quarter. 66-34. Washburn with the lead in the basketball. Taylor Blue on the left side. Inside to Lowe. Kick out to Donnelly. Fakes on a three. Drives down to the baseline right side for Bentley. Now it comes back out to Donnelly. Donnelly between the circles. We'll work it over to the right side for Bentley. Six on the shot clock. Now to the high post for Blue. 15-footer. Good. Taylor Blue with her first points. And with a minute to play in the third quarter, it's 68-34. Washburn with the lead. Northwest with the basketball. McAndrews to Haggard. Over to the right side for McConkey. Gives it up inside. They try to go to Maiava, but the pass by Coleman is knocked away, and Washburn out of there with it. Donnelly to the left wing on the dribble. Now between the circles, Vargo over to the right side, Bentley. Into Blue. Onto the left, Donnelly. A three-pointer on the way. That one's too strong. McConkey with the rebound for Northwest. Haggard works it ahead to McAndrews. She'll take a three in transition and knock it down. A couple of threes for Mallory McAndrews. She has 6 points, 68-37. Washburn with the lead in the ball. 16 seconds to play in the third quarter. Donnelly dribbling with it out near the center circle. Now we'll set the play in motion. Clock at 7. Over to the left side, Bargo. Bargo expires the dribble, works it right side. Donnelly down to the baseline, goes up with a jumper, blocked away by McConkey, who comes away with a rebound. So after three, it's 68-37, Washburn leading Northwest Missouri State. We're back with the fourth quarter in 2 minutes. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at OakPointMaryville.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mozingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors 8 fully furnished lakeside rental cabins, as well as a hotel and new conference center opening in 2018. More at MozingoLake.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck bed liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Starts the fourth quarter with a basketball. From the left corner, Kylie Coleman knocks down a three, her third of the game. And with 9.5 minutes to play, it's a 68-40 game. Inside it goes. Washburn with the lead in the basketball. Bernard can't get a shot off against Meyer. Kicks it out to Phelan. Now it works over to the right side for Vargo. McAfee, Phelan, back to McAfee. Right side, Phelan, top of the key to Donnelly, left wing. Inside McAfee, tried to lob it down to Bernard off her fingertips. She tried to save it in bounds, and it's off the hands of Michaela Vargo. Out of bounds, and Northwest will have it.
Bearcats played a much better third quarter than they did in the first half. Actually outscored Washburn in the third quarter, 22-17.
Northwest with the ball in the right corner. Now comes around to McAndrews. Ball knocked away from her. She picks it up. Her pass to Haggard is tipped high in the air, but Haggard brings it down. Now into the left corner for Coleman. We've seen Washburn play a 2-3 zone the whole game as the shot goes up left side by Meyer. It won't go. And the rebound for Bernard. Outlet to Phelan. She's in the lane with it. On to the right side. Vargo down to the baseline with the dribble. Skip over to the left side. Donnelly into the corner. McAfee. A three is good. Alexis McAfee with her fourth three-pointer of the game. And it's a 71-40 lead for Washburn. Northwest Missouri State with the ball. 8:20 to play. Left side. McAndrews takes a three. That's no good. And McAfee with the rebound for Washburn. Takes it through the lane. Spins, kicks it out to Vargo. Now to Phelan, top of the key. Phelan dribbles between the circles. Works it right side. Donnelly now inside high post for Vargo. She'll dribble it over to the left elbow. Kick it out for Donnelly, right side. Now to Phelan between the circles. 9 on the shot clock. Inside once again. This time it's Donnelly. She drives with it. Her shot rejected. Out of bounds by Tanya Meyer. Kehlani Mayaba back into the game for Northwest. Takes the place of Tanya Meyer. 7:52 to play. Washburn has 5 seconds to work with on the shot clock. Inbound to Bernard. Quick shot up and good for Axel Bernard. 9 points for her, 73-40, the lead for Washburn. 7:42 to play in the ballgame. On to the left side, McConkey. Into the corner for Coleman. Back to McConkey. Now top of the key, McAndrews. Takes one dribble, gives it up for Coleman. Now inside to Ma'aba. Shot off the glass, won't go. Rebound for McAfee. Cross midcourt with the dribble. Spins, kicks it out to the left side for Phelan. Looked to go underneath, but the pass goes behind and over the head of Michaela Vargo and out of bounds. So Northwest will get it back.
Washburn hasn't exactly done a very good job taking care of the basketball. That's their 10th turnover. Northwest with 11 in this game.
Between the circles, McConkie works it to the left side for McAndrews. McAndrews with the dribble, now to Haggard. Over to the right, Coleman on the drive, stripped of the ball by Bernard, and it's picked up by Phelan. Washburn the other way. Phelan went to throw a bounce pass, and she leads McAfee too much, so the ball will go out of bounds.
Biggest difference, so Washburn has taken advantage of the turnovers Northwest has committed, scoring 17 points off Bearcat turnovers, and Washburn and Northwest just scoring 7 off of Ichabod turnovers.
Haggard with it in the left corner, now to McAndrews. Back to Haggard, inside, Ma'aba goes up with the hook shot in the lane, no good, but she draws a foul. We'll get a couple of opportunities at the free throw line. Axel Bernard called for her second foul. It's the first team foul against Washburn in this fourth quarter. So two opportunities for Ma'aba, who is one of two at the line so far today. The first of the two for Ma'aba on the way. And no good. Today's game being underwritten by Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville, as well as Championship Motors on South Main across from Walmart, and Compass Dental. Dentists Bruce Twaddle and Brian Biertaler, proud supporters of Northwest. The second free throw good for Ma'aba. She's 2 of 4 at the line. It's the 73-41 game. Washburn with the lead in the ball, 6:41 to play. On the right side is Donnelly. Skips across to the left, McAfee. Now inside to Donnelly at the free throw line. She'll get it out to Phelan, top of the key. Onto the right side, Vargo. Baseline, Bernard. Top of the key, Phelan. A three on the way, and it's good for Reagan Phelan. Fourth three of the game for Phelan. Two different players for Washburn have hit four threes this afternoon. McConkie over to the left side for Coleman as it's a 76-41 lead. And now an offensive foul called against McConkie, who knocked Reagan Phelan to the floor trying to dribble around her. That'll be the second on McConkie. First against Northwest in this fourth quarter. Ahead to Donnelly. Now top of the key, Phelan. On to the right side, Vargo. 5:58 to play in this one. Inside to Donnelly. A bounce pass over to Bernard. Shot off the glass is good for Axel Bernard. Into double-digit scoring with 11. 78-41 the lead for Washburn with 5:44 to play. McConkie to Coleman. Coleman over to the right side. McAndrews. Now to Haggard. Left side, Coleman. Three on the way. In and out, no good. Bernard with the rebound for Washburn. Phelan into the lane. Bounce pass to a cutting Vargo. Reverse layup, no good. Rebound for Ma'aba for Northwest. Outlet works ahead to Haggard. Over to the right side, Coleman. Now to McAndrews. Between the circles is Haggard. Down low for McConkie as she drives the baseline and hits the shot. First points of the game for McConkie. 78-43 the lead for Washburn. Now 5 minutes to play. Top of the key, Phelan. Over to the left side for McAfee. Skips it across right side, Vargo. Top of the key, Phelan. Fires it down to Bernard. Shot fake, shot up, no good. The rebound picked up by Ma'aba for Northwest. Outlet will go to Haggard. Haggard onto the left side for McConkie. Now Haggard over to McAndrews. Coleman back to McAndrews. Long three for McAndrews, and she knocks it down. Third three of the game for McAndrews. All of her points coming outside the arc. 78-46 the lead. And a timeout for Washburn with 4:22 to play. 78-46 their lead over Northwest. We're back to Lee Arena in 2 minutes. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at tiffanycare.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Washburn with the ball out of the timeout and an offensive foul call against Addison Narber. And it will be Northwest basketball after another timeout. 4:07 to play, 78-46. Washburn's lead over Northwest. We're back to Lee Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Back to Lee Arena in Topeka, Kansas. 4:07 to play, 78-46, Washburn's lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. We've got a heck of a men's matchup coming up in just a bit here on the Bearcat Radio Network, as the winner of that ball game will have sole possession of the lead in the MIAA. And for Northwest, important, because if they can win that game this afternoon, they very likely would be the top spot in the first regional poll released next week.
And that's really the important pull to watch for.
McAndrews with it on the right side for Northwest. Takes a three. That's no good. And a rebound inside for Washburn. Haley Thompson with the board. Gives it up for Addison Narber. Now over to the right side for Montague. Swings around to the left for Madison Vargo. Now inside to Montague. Top of the key, Narber. On to the right side. Lenher. Now a three-pointer taken by Montague on the left side. No good. The offensive rebound for Thompson. Thompson gets it over to Jordan Lenner, but she is called for the double dribble. And that'll give it back to Northwest with 3:32 to play.
Better second half for Northwest. They got blown out in the first two quarters of this game. Came out, outscored Washburn in the third quarter, and just down by one here in the fourth quarter. If there's the old CBA rules in minor league basketball, if we could split the quarters here, they go to a fifth quarter, but unfortunately that's not the case here.
Three-pointer from the left side by Haggard. Spins out, and Washburn out of there with the basketball. Montague on the left side. Dribbles with it. Now works it to Narber. Over to the right side for Vargo. Down low, Thompson takes the shot. It hits the bottom of the backboard. And out of there with it is Mele Tupuwata. Over to the right side, McAndrew. She takes the three. That rattles out. Thompson with the rebound inside. Excuse me, Lenher with the rebound inside for Washburn. Over to the right side, Madison Vargo brings it out between the circles. Now a pass to the right for Narber. Inside it goes to Lenher, who tries to throw it to Montague. It's too tall for her. She chases after it, trying to race Kylie Coleman to the basketball and knocks it out of bounds. It also by Coleman to force the turnover. Macy Williams and Zoe Hayward into the lineup for Northwest. McAndrews and Haggard to the sideline for Coach Buck Shield. 78-46 the lead for Washburn. 2:27 to play. Williams at the top of the key works it over to the left side for Hayward. Hayward down along the baseline, up with the shot, and it's good. Zoe Hayward with 4 points. 78-48. Washburn with the lead in the ball. Now 2:12 to play. A three from the right wing by Montague, no good. And the rebound for Mele Tupuwata. Out it goes to Macy Williams. Now to the right side. It's Coleman. Top of the key, Hayward, as she drives. The ball knocked away, but a reach-in foul will be called against Washburn. This one is against Jordan Lenner. That is her first. Second team foul against Washburn. An inbound coming on the baseline left. Into the corner for Coleman. Coleman with the drive. Now to McConkie. Jumper. No good. Rebound Tupuwata. She'll turn around and hit the 10-footer in the lane. Mele Tupuwata with her first points of the game. And with 1:43 to go, it's 78-50. Washburn with the lead in the ball. Over to the right side, Montague with it on the wing. Looks inside, gets it there for Thompson. Now top of the key, a three from Narber is nothing but net. Madison Narber with her third three of the season. Her first points this afternoon. Narber actually is now 3 of 5 from three-point range for Washburn. Williams on the drive will get called for a travel, so that'll give it back to Washburn with 1:18 to go. 81-50, Washburn scored the first 12 points of the game and did not look back today. Across midcourt comes Narber, works it over to the left side for Vargo. Now back to Narber, top of the key, no look pass to Montague, fakes on the three, gets it to the baseline for Thompson. Now to Montague, who takes the three, in and out, no good. Lenher tips the rebound out to Madison Vargo. And now Kylie Coleman gets the steal. Coleman will take it the other way. Layup off the glass. Good for Kylie Coleman. 14 points for Coleman tonight. She was the first one other than Tanya Meyer to score for Northwest. Meyer had the first 8 points of the game for the Bearcats until Coleman hit her first shot of the night, and she's got 14. Now inside, a foul call coming against Mele Tupuwata trying to block the shot of Haley Thompson. So Thompson will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Tupuwata with her first foul. And the first free throw off the front of the rim for Thompson. 38 seconds to play, 81-52. Washburn with the lead. Second free throw is good. First point for Haley Thompson. 82-52, the lead for the Ichabods. Over to the right side, McConkie. Now top of the key for Williams. Left, Coleman. Drive, shot off the glass. Good for Kylie Coleman. So Coleman having a good afternoon. On the right side is Montague. Montague with the drive. Down to the baseline, Thompson. Jumper from 10 is good for Haley Thompson. Three for Thompson with 14 seconds to play. Macy Williams across midcourt. Over to the left side for Coleman. Coleman brings it out to McConkie. Now top of the key for Macy Williams, who takes it to the hole, misses the layup, and a held ball on the rebound with the possession going to Washburn with 2.2 seconds to go. So the ball is inbounded, and the buzzer will sound. 84-54, your final score. Washburn with the win over the Northwest Missouri State women. We'll be back with more from Lee Arena in Topeka, Kansas, right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims, assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or MillerFinancialAndInsurance.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Nellestein served Northwest Missouri for 20 years and specializes in the treatment of leg ailments including varicose veins, spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. For a consultation, 816-291-4149. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veertaller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Also from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union. From chicken sandwiches to their new frosted lemonade, Chick-fil-A is open to Northwest students and the Maryville community. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back at Lee Arena in Topeka, Kansas, where the Washburn women with the win over Northwest Missouri State 84-54 this afternoon. And, John, like we talked about a little bit, Washburn really just took it right from the start, scored the first 12 points of the game and had a huge first half and could really just kind of coast in the second half.
Yeah, and that was the case in this one. Northwest has hit four field goals the entire first half, had a hard time getting rebounds in the first half, and just didn't get things rolling. But then in the third quarter, they came out, played a much better third quarter. And I think, too, on the other end, for Washburn, hard to keep that intensity up the entire four quarters after getting out to such a big lead. They let up a little bit. Bearcats picked things up a bit and played a better second half. But, again, it's tough to win when you fall behind 12-0 to start the game, down 23-5 at the end of the first quarter, and just could never get back into it. Kind of a similar thing that we've seen in a number of road games this year, where they just have a really rough first quarter, dig themselves a big hole, and just can't get out of it.
And we've kind of seen that on a few Saturdays. Saturdays seem to be a little bit rough on the road for the Cats.
Yeah, it's almost the reverse of what the men's team has had, where they've struck a little bit in their first road game of a two-game road swing. And you look at a couple weeks ago when they were up in Kearney, played that double overtime matchup with UNK, came back on the Saturday. Understandable, they were a little flat against Fort Hays State in that Saturday afternoon game. Then even last week at home against Lindenwood, just a little bit flat in that Saturday afternoon contest. And Saturdays have not been that kind to the Northwest women for some reason. They just get off to slow starts and just can't get back in ball games.
Northwest Missouri State with the loss this afternoon to Washburn, 84-54. We'll be back with the extra effort award right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. also from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mazingo is at MazingoLake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile corner south of Maryville. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back at Lee Arena in Topeka, Kansas, they're doing some Senior Day recognitions between games here, as this is the final regular season home game for the Washburn teams. They're going to spend the last 2 weeks on the road. But it is time for our Extra Effort Award, and John, a career high in scoring this afternoon for Kylie Coleman.
Getting a start this afternoon as well, and she ends up with 16 points, 6 of 13 shooting, a 3 of 8 from 3-point range, 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Also had a block and a steal and played 37 minutes today. Kylie, a player who has really worked her way into this lineup, gets into the starting lineup here today, and as this season's gone along, she's just been playing better and better.
So Coleman finishing with 16 points, 11 points out of Tanya Meyer this afternoon. She also had 5 rebounds. Mayava had 5 rebounds, and Mallory McConkey with 5 boards as well for Northwest. 9 points for Mallory McAndrews, 4 points apiece for Zoe Hayward and Macy Williams, and a couple of points apiece for Kehlani Mayava, Jalen Haggard, Mallory McConkey, Mele Tupuwata, and Maria Dentlinger. As for the Bearcats, everybody who got into the game today able to put some points on the board for Northwest. On the other side for Washburn, they were led in scoring by Reagan Phelan, who had 23 points this afternoon. 20 points out of Alexis McAfee. McAfee was 4 of 4 from 3-point range and 8 of 8 from the field. You can look at Reagan Phelan with her 23 points. She was 4 of 6 from 3-point range and 7 of 9 from the field, while also going 5 of 5 at the free throw line. 12 points for Kara Donnelly, 11 points for Axel Bernard, the lone senior on the Washburn women's team. She finished with 11 this afternoon. 6 points for Mackenzie Lowe, 3 points apiece for Haley Thompson and Addison Narber, and a couple of points for Hunter Bentley as well as Michaela Bargo. Taylor Blue with 2 points as well to round out the scoring for Washburn, who will move to 16-8 on the season, 8-7 in the MIAA. Northwest Missouri State falls to 3-20 overall. They are 2-13 in the MIAA. This segment is underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company, a brewer of German-style lagers and ales. Brewery founder and Northwest graduate Steve Hawley uses imported German malts and hops along with traditional old-world brewing methods to help achieve authentic flavor. More at kcbier.com. Again, our final score from the women's matchup, 84-54. Washburn with the win over the Northwest Missouri State women. The two men's teams will be matching up here in just a bit, and we'll come back and get you ready for that ball game right after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196 and from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri in their homes or at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mound City, or Rockport. More at tiffanycare.com. And from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at savemolives.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa, Carlson Seeds has been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More information at carlsonseed.com.